Recorded Books and RB Digital present 1636, The Ottoman Onslaught by Eric Flint. Narrated by me, George Guidel. Part 1. April 1636. Ah, but a man's reach should exceed his grasp. Or what's a heaven for? Chapter 1. Regensburg, Upper Palatinate. The march from Regensburg was supposed to have begun at dawn, and so it did, in a manner of speaking. The cavalry patrols had actually passed through the city's gates before sunrise, right on schedule. But now that he'd been a general for almost a year, Mike Stearns had learned that military time schedules bore precious little resemblance to what he'd considered punctuality in those innocent days when he'd been a civilian. In this, as in so many things, Karl von Clausewitz's old dictum applied. Perhaps better to say the future dictum, since the man wouldn't even be born for another century and a half, and then in a different universe. By now Mike had memorized the damn thing. Everything in war is simple, but the simplest thing is difficult. He knew Clausewitz's axiom, as well as he knew Murphy's Law, which applied to military matters even more stringently than it did to the affairs of civilians. Civilians. Those happy-go-lucky, carefree, insouciant folk in whose ranks Mike could vaguely remember himself being counted once. Back in those halcyon days, when he'd been a coal miner, worried about nothing more substantial than methane explosions and roof falls. Or the Prime Minister of a nation, whose threats over issues of war and peace, prosperity and poverty, and the schemes and plots of traitors and malcontents had never troubled what he remembered as blissful sleep. Fah! Tell a cabinet member to do something, be it never so problematic and ticklish, and the task would get done, started upon at least, within the hour. Tell an army to do something as simple and straightforward as walk out of a town, just walk, no running required, and move on down the road, 15 miles, maybe 20, no more, and you'd be lucky if the ass end of the army made it through the gates by noon. The camp followers coming behind wouldn't manage the feat until mid-afternoon. He could also remember a time when he'd intended to eradicate the pernicious 17th-century military custom of having camp followers in the first place. He'd been brought up as a stout American lad watching John Wayne movies. You never saw a mob of camp followers trailing after John Wayne, did you? Sands of Iwo Jima, The Longest Day, The Fighting Seabees, not a camp follower anywhere in sight. Not even in his Civil War movie, The Horse Soldiers. For that matter, not even in the movie where he'd portrayed the Mongol Emperor Genghis Khan, the Conqueror, although Mike wasn't entirely sure about that. The film had been such a turkey that he'd stopped watching it halfway through. It was possible that a stray camp follower might have wandered across the stage toward the end. Not likely, though. And it wasn't just the movies. Mike had served a 3-year stint in the United States Army. That would be the Army of the United States of America, long before the Ring of Fire happened. Did the U.S. Army have camp followers? Not unless you counted the families living on a military base. But that wasn't really the same thing at all. When American soldiers went on campaign back uptime, their families stayed behind. They sure as hell didn't trail after the soldiers like a gigantic caravan. Caravan? It was more like a circus train without rails. All that was missing were elephants and a carousel. I think you'd have become accustomed to this by now, General. Turning in the saddle, Mike saw that his aide, Christopher Long, had come up behind him and was now almost alongside. I think a grin like that on an adjutant's face when addressing his commanding officer is probably a court-martial offense, Mike said. He wondered if he sounded as sour as he felt. I still have the occasional daydream about a lightning offensive. We even had a name for it where and when I came from. Blitzkrieg. His other aide, Ulrich Dürr, had ridden up in time to hear his last sentence. Blitzkrieg, is it? Lightning war? Ha! Ah! No wonder those stupid German descendants of ours lost most of their wars. Went charging out without proper consideration of what it takes to keep the supplies coming.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?